Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Rebecca LoCicero, and she'll be joining us in just a few moments, but first, I have a few quick announcements. On September 10th at 2 p.m., we start our Visionary Explorers Group. The Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communication, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about the phenomena and are committed to exploring the roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation, and the group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Then on September 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our webinar entitled Evidence of the Afterlife Through Communication via Electronic Devices. It's hosted by researcher Sonia Rinaldi, who will provide a very basic definition of instrumental transcommunication, also called ITC, its history, and explain how deceased loved ones often come through with a message in voice, also known as electronic voice phenomena or EVP, and also through images from the other side. She will introduce viewers to the award-winning documentary film based on her 3.5 decades of research entitled Rinaldi. Sonia uses her intuition as well as direct guidance from her spirit team to create the simplest of devices that produce an energy which can be manipulated by those in spirit to produce amazing messages or images of those both known and unknown on the other side of the veil. Members of the team themselves have come through in remarkable likeness to show they are working with the team here in the physical world. Some very exciting phenomena has been happening recently in direct response to Sonia's request to our spirit team on the other side, and very large numbers of as of yet unidentified, referred to as unknown people in spirit, have actually been coming through in images, and Sonia will present some of the identified as well as unknown images to the audience. And then skipping ahead in time just a bit to March 31st of 2023, to April 2nd, that's a weekend, a Friday to Sunday, we have our Spring Grief Transformation Retreat. It's taking place in Chester, Connecticut. This retreat was featured in the Netflix series Surviving Death, and it's a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat is held in an intimate center with a bucolic setting and features a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the mind to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to 50 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. I am announcing this so far in advance because these events tend to book up pretty quickly. So if you're interested in attending, please check out that page on the Forever Family website as soon as possible. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so we will be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes, and we really do look forward to taking your calls, but let me introduce our guest first. Our guest medium tonight is Rebecca Ann LoCicero. She is not only one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she is also a published author of two books. She is the author of Living with Messages from Heaven and also Adventures in Manifesting. Rebecca is an energetic healer. She's certified in Reiki as well as several other modalities, and she is also a pastoral counselor. And I'm always so happy to have her back on the show. So hi, Rebecca. Welcome.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. So good to talk to you again.
Good. Good. Sorry about the dogs.
They, oh, no,
they
I
had
loved
to say
it.
Hello first, you know.
Honestly, that was right on cue. I heard the dog right on
cue. It
was
cue. Perfect.
I guess they're listening too. So we have
it.
A few minutes to chat before we get to the phone lines, before we hit the ground running.
Good.
So I wanted to ask you, this is kind of an easy one. We'll make this one quick.
So I don't mind hard questions.
but you know, I get this a lot from people. They ask me all the time what I do to prepare for a session, whether it be like a private reading or like one of the big groups that we do at Forever Family events and stuff. So what do you do to prepare?
Huh. That's like not a fair question to ask me in particular. And I'll tell you why. Because the truth is, I really don't do anything. Honestly, it's not exciting. I have a girlfriend who has a mantra that she says before she starts to go into work, and I get that. But for me, it's not something that I do before I work or to get ready for work. But if I know that I'm going to read, I usually say the rules to the people I'm in front of. So I have three rules that I tell people before I start reading, and I'll tell you them because they're quick. Mm-hmm. The first one is yes and no. You know, right. Don't feed the medium. So, you know, if you don't mind, you know, and usually after I go, make sure that, you know, that you know that yes and no is a validating point. I need to hear that. And as I'm giving you these rules, heaven opens up for me. Like, here you go. Here they come. They're like, oh, Rebecca's giving the rules. We must be working tonight. You know, and all of a sudden they're there. So it's almost like it's more of a ritual that includes the people that I'm reading. It doesn't happen before I get to them. Before that, I just kind of, I mean, I absolutely, you know, like anybody should for a job, eat well, sleep well,
right.
You know, be mentally prepared if you can, physically ready, of course. You know, nobody wants you to come in shaggy and hungover or anything like that. That doesn't work very
right,
well.
Right.
That doesn't mean we can't read. It's just not pleasing to the people we're reading because spirit is
right.
Spirit for me. But I also tell people that, you know, their loved ones may come through and mention things that are going on here as well as there. And I tell them that they may talk to me about how they died. And as soon as I tell them those rules, usually I'm ready to read. So there you go.
Well, that's the you know what's funny? Actually, I give people the same answer. I'm like, I really don't do much. I just kind of like the second
okay.
I start, I really do the same thing. I'm like, okay, so this is how it works. I'm psychic and I'm medium and I don't kill people during readings and blah, 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 blah. And as I'm talking,
God,
I'm getting
give it,
like,
God, take it. That's all you. And
right. I have nothing to do with that. I don't know about it.
Nothing to do with that.
But you know what? I will say the reason why I chose to ask you this is because recently, I don't know if it's because I'm not that I'm old. I'm not saying at all that I'm old. I'm
hey, now.
Only 33. But I've been doing this a long time. I started when I was like 22, 23.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've been doing it 10 years and I've kind of noticed that the longer I do it, the more sensitive I am to energy. Like
yes.
In the beginning, I could just like kind of do it and I didn't even think about it. And then I'd go out to a bar and I'd get drunk and I was 22 and I was fine. It didn't matter. And now I'm kind of like, I do two readings and I'm like, I need to like do a salt bath.
Yes.
Like meditate.
Yes.
So I've in the last month or two been kind of trying to meditate a little bit more. Even when I'm not reading, just try to do it in general. And
mm-hmm.
before readings, like consciously actually like, you know, surround myself in white light or do a little protection or something. And I have noticed
sure.
the difference, but it's just funny because I never really did that. I just kind of like you, like I just kind of,
yeah.
The second I'm talking, it they know that it like that's their cue.
That's
my
it.
Little,
it's time.
My spiel is their cue. And I think it still works like that, but I have kind
I think
of
it's
added.
Purpose.
Yeah.
It's when there's purpose.
Right.
If there's going to be a set purpose, like whoever's going to get through tonight. Right.
Right.
And whoever I read, I'm here. Purpose has been made. Boom. Windows open.
Right. Exactly.
So, but they're not here yet. Like I can still be normal and talk to you. I can still feel that they're ready.
Right.
But it's almost as if I have to, it's more about not what I do, but more about what I don't do. I don't open up to what I think is there until the person is ready.
Right, until it's time, exactly.
So, and that can be exhausting. Hold it back.
Right,
you know,
super exhausting.
Like when I walk into a group and you're late And they're like, oh, just wait a minute. They'll be right here. I'm like, ugh.
Right. Like, okay. Now I got to sit here and write my momentum.
Now I
got to
sit
like...
here with your dead people going, can we talk now? And I'm like, nah. Nah. In my head, right. I'm like, nah, you can't yet. No, your people aren't here yet.
It's true. You kind of get in the zone and then it's like, wait, no. I know. It's so funny. But you know right? what? I brought it up too on air is because I get this question a lot. Like people, I think people who don't know much about mediums, you know, personally, like,
yeah,
most people don't know a lot about us as people. A lot of people don't know a medium or maybe haven't mm-hmm, read a book, mm-hmm. you know, that someone's written about themselves. And I think the kind of the perceptions like that we, you know, do these like rituals to like open up the gate to the other side. And I'm like, you guys should only know, like, I'm like cooking pasta half the time before you're reading. I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm just doing, I'm like mopping the floor and I'm like, ooh, crap, I have to go do a reading, you know?
But and that is true, but it's not to the minute though. I will say that, you know, if for my own personal mm-hmm. self, not necessarily for my client or for spirit connection, mm-hmm. but something that I would do was, you know, I want comfortable shoes.
Right.
I'm going to sit in a comfortable chair. I want my favorite pens.
Right.
I like to write on paper. So I want clean, fresh printer paper. Right. I don't want something that's been written on already.
You know what? I've noticed we're very particular mediums about like,
yes.
like things that you would never even think would affect a reading. Like I can't be sitting in the wrong position in a room.
Nope.
Like I got to be like facing the right way or else I can't do the reading. This is going to sound nuts and like such like a diva thing, but if I don't like the outfit that I'm wearing, not even comfortable. Like it's so bad. But like, if I don't feel like I look nice enough, like this is like for public stuff.
You're crazy. Listen to you.
Oh God. It's like, it's so insane. You would think I'm like this like pop star. I'm like, oh my God, I need to look amazing.
Spirit but doesn't care though. Like, that's the best thing about it.
Right.
You could
care
show up in your pajamas and jogging clothes.
Well,
and
can I
people anyone... are going to be like, read me.
Right. No, anyone listening who has a reading with me over Zoom, I'm usually in like my basketball shorts that I've had since high school. And then like just a t-shirt when I do readings over Zoom. But if I'm in public, for me to do a really good reading, I kind of have to feel, I don't know, like everything's in place. And part of that for me is like being dressed nice. And it sounds nuts, but it gets me in the right headspace.
Right. I think if we're comfortable,
right,
it makes it easier.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with mediums who do.
Should we? I think I'll tell our audience a secret too.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've been doing this like 28 years
mm-hmm.
as a profession. Mm-hmm. And my best readings were usually over the phone or virtual mm-hmm. when I was sick.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why sick?
I don't know. If I had the flu and I'm like getting over it or,
uh-huh.
you know, and I couldn't get in and like, you know, you're awake, you're fine, you're moving around, but
right.
you don't want to get other people sick. That kind
right,
of thing.
Right.
So not that I can't, you know, not when you're like in
right.
bed shaking
but,
sick.
Yeah. But like
but
getting
if,
over it.
Yeah. And you know, or that like rainy day, tired kind of feeling.
Yeah,
or
maybe because you're all cozy.
I have no idea. But I do know that two or three of my best readings, I think my body was at its most, this is going to sound so bad, NyQuil point.
So you were drugged.
I don't read. I don't read with you know, drinking. Like I like my whiskey, but afterwards,
right.
you know,
right, right, right.
And you know, you catch me on the dance floor 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm probably reading you, but not mediumship, psychic all the way.
Right,
but,
right, right.
But yeah, I think that that's why too. You know, because those readings are very intense, and then they wear you down even more.
Right, right, right.
So we try not to do that. But
yeah. Well, thank you for indulging my question. I do appreciate that.
I
figured I'd ask you because I knew you'd be honest. If you really didn't do a lot, you'd be like, listen, I just jump in and do it.
Honestly, honesty is the best policy. Always.
Yeah. Okay, so for those of you who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Rebecca Lo Cicero, and be sure to check out Rebecca's website at www.rebeccaanne.org. Okay, so let's get to our phone lines. You ready to take some calls?
Sure, let's do this.
Awesome. Okay, so
I'm gonna try.
Oh, you'll be good. You're always good.
Oh, stop.
So I should mention.
Them.
True.
Yes.
I'm gonna shoot you. So I should mention before we start, our show is commercial free as it has been for over a year now. And when we take your call, I will call out to you by first name and you can let us know if you'd like to have a connection with spirit and Rebecca will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us, we are always happy to take whatever question you may have. Okay, so our first caller is Lation from Georgia. Are you there?
Batian?
Last, yes, sorry, I said your name wrong. I do apologize.
It's okay. Yeah.
How are you?
I didn't get it at all. You both said it. You each said it. So what is it again? Your name?
La TN.
La T N.
Yes.
La T N. That's very pretty.
It is pretty.
Thank
So,
you.
Latsian, did you want to have a reading connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection with spirit, please.
Awesome, you got it.
Okay, so I feel for you a very beautiful man stepping forward. Can you tell me if this is a father to you?
No, I
Is
don't
it
think so.
okay, so is your dad still alive? Yes.
Yes, he is.
Okay. I'm still seeing a male that's standing next to you. And it looks like immediate family to me.
The
Do you have a stepfather who has passed away?
I do.
Please know that I feel like he's coming through because he seems to be somebody who wants to be supportive. I'm not going to say he always was, but he wants to be. And I think that he might be bringing through somebody else connected for you, okay?
Okay.
I hear two kind of letters. I hear C, like CH. Chris? Charles? Do you understand this?
No, I don't.
Okay. That's okay. It could be connected to somebody here or somebody crossed over. So please know I just they're just showing me that. But it would be related to
Okay.
your stepdad. Okay. I also
Okay.
see the month of I also see the month of June. Dates for me are usually birth dates or anniversaries of some sort.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you. Are you do you have like are there two kids? Are there two children connected somewhere? Do you have two?
I don't have to.
Okay, are you one of two?
No, but I have siblings. They have kids.
I'm not exactly sure, but I feel like your stepdad is telling me that he's looking at two kids. So in some way, two in particular seem to be, I don't know, standing out. Is he with your mom?
Was he with my mom?
Is your mom living?
She is.
Okay. Is she with you? Like right now?
She is. She's right here
Thank
with
you.
me.
So it's one of two. It's the two of you. Is there another person with you? Because he keeps saying
Oh.
the
No, it's just the two of us.
two. I mean, I hope that it's okay that he came through because that's the way he makes me feel. He says, I really hope that it's okay that I came through. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
He's saying that he's feeling good. He's saying that he
Okay.
is he's saying that he is he feels like he's being trying to be helpful or protective. Was that his
Okay.
personality?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I can see it.
Okay. Thank you. Could he be standing with like your grandmother?
He could, or whatever he could, or an aunt, maybe.
Mom's sister?
Yes.
Thank you. I hear the letter T. Remember, I heard the CH also, so I want to make sure I bring that through
Yes.
again. If it connects to her, you let me know.
Okay.
But he
The T
also talks
does.
about being with, it does, a T does.
It does.
Could you tell me what the T is, please?
It's part of her name.
Thank you. That's just her trying to validate. Tell mom she's okay. Mom worries. She says to her sister, stop it. She talks about butterflies. I was just talking about butterflies online. In Connecticut, I haven't seen a lot of monarchs. I've only seen like black butterflies and a couple of yellow ones, but I feel like your aunt is showing me the little white ones.
Oh.
So there must be some signs for you guys connected to this. Do you understand?
Yes.
Thank you.
There are.
Your home has been rocked. This is what I hear from your sister. I hear that you guys, the three people that I have just mentioned, your grandmother, your aunt, and your stepdad, those aren't the only three deaths that you guys have dealt with in the last 3 years. And I hear that right now it's okay for me to just let you know that they love you and they're bringing everybody around with signs as often as they can. The month of December just came through to me as well. I'm not sure who that's connected to, but it feels like an additional person. I can't be on this radio show, you know, and just reading your whole ancestry the whole time. I know it's not always enough, but could you tell me if there's like a Chris somewhere, Christine, Christopher, something like that?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. No.
That's fine. Crystal, I'm trying to find out where the C or CH comes in. Cheryl, I don't know what names, but they put it in front of me a couple of times. Please know this could be a last name also, but they're trying to identify that. I feel like your stepdad was using that to try to say hello to somebody or to mention someone, okay? I'm okay if I'm wrong, but I can't not repeat it because he wanted me to. He's a pretty stubborn man. Okay. Your mother must have had patience from here to heaven and back again.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. He says, take care of her and thank you and I love you.
Okay.
He was lucky to have her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he brought through your aunt, so you can thank him with the tea for bringing her through. And you guys, Joe, unless you have something else that you want to have you been, were you feeling anything for
nope, you know what,
for this family?
I think you're good, but it's funny, I did get the CH too, so I there's gotta
you
be
did.
Something yes.
All right.
I will co-sign that.
You know, you never know. But I also don't mind being wrong, so that's okay. But oh my goodness. From Georgia, huh? Is it nice and hot down there? We're having a cool night tonight up here in Connecticut. So Will you guys be good? You be happy. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for calling, Letian.
Can I ask one quick question?
Sure.
You can, but I'm disconnected from spirit. So if it's if somebody else is there, I'm not going to get that, okay?
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if it could have been like a sister that was coming through, like my niece.
If I'm feeling a sister coming through, I would say that it was connected to your mom because I didn't feel anyone young. But I did hear that you've had a lot of trauma, like three more within the last year, but they didn't bring those people through. They just wanted to let you know that those three solid energies were there.
Oh, okay.
You know, if I have to bring in too many at once, it's hard to validate because there's not enough time to give enough validation for each one. But just, you know what? Just thank the lucky stars. You know, they spoiled you. You got through first.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay.
You know, I add that in to my mantras now.
What?
So when I'm reading in groups and or even in private sometimes, I make sure, you know, it's never enough.
Oh, and, I know.
And
yeah.
Even when I'm being read. I mean, the poor mediums that read me, I'm like, keep going. I want more. Give me more.
I know.
You know?
So, I know.
I know.
I've experienced.
We do it too. Aren't we horrible? I think mediums are the worst sitters.
Yeah, well, it's like doctors and nurses, like terrible patients. We're like,
oh,
the best
my
sitters.
Goodness.
I know. Okay, so we have next up Pam from New York. Hi, Pam. Oh, my,
hello?
Sorry, Nevada. Pam from Nevada, right?
Yes, Nevada. That's right.
Oh, I have my glasses
Nevada.
On. Forgive me. So, Pam, did you want to have a connection with spirit or did you have a question for us?
Connection with spirit, please.
Awesome.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good today. Good today. I'm outside. And did you lose somebody traumatically? I'm sorry. What was your first name again?
I'm Pam.
Pam, you lost somebody traumatically, correct? So there's illnesses, there's traumas, all death is traumatic, but sometimes traumas happen to the body. This is a trauma to the body, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a younger person?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm trying to see if I'm picking up male or female. Am I picking up a female?
No.
No, a male. Okay, that's fine. I just didn't know. Is this somebody who crossed, like, under 25, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. So, am I picking up your son?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Can I tell you he's outside with me, and you're going to... I have a hula hoop in my hand. Like, I don't know what I was doing for like a half a second when I said I couldn't remember your name. I mean, Pam's not that hard to remember. And all I could feel was this young energy coming through, and it was trauma energy. Listen, he couldn't have picked a better mom. He picked the best mom he could find. Any other mom wouldn't have been you. He wanted you. You know, anger, mad, sad. He doesn't have any of that. He's like, peace, mom, peace, peace, just peace. How are you doing? Peace. I love you. I love you too. So to me, he's definitely showing me that there is a significant amount of, is this more recent than not? Was this within the last year or two?
Yes.
Thank you. He just tells me that we're still dealing with this. We're dealing with this. So is there still lingering something going on with his crossing?
For me, definitely.
For you. Okay.
Yeah. And,
so there's things that you still have to take care of, he said. It's a very interesting question.
Not really. I'm just having, it just weighs on me heavily, emotionally.
Yeah. He needs you to know that all of this had nothing to do with anybody but him. Is he responsible for his own crossing in some way?
Yes.
Okay, listen to me, PM. Your son is literally squeezing that hand that you are squeezing so tight right now. I'll guess and say you're squeezing both hands, but I think he's holding your right hand right now. So I don't know if you have something in it or if you're just making a fist or what you're doing, but he is right there. I need you to know that when spirit comes that close, the general population, quote unquote, including me, we get anxious when the electricity of a soul that's not in a body is around us. Anxious can cause anxiety. Do you know what I mean? I think of the body as like water, bacteria, and electricity. So your soul is like electricity. So when your son comes around you, it's a lot, and he knows it. So maybe I would say when you feel waves, and those waves come through, those waves, those moments, it's when he's the closest. He says, I'm not going to stop doing that. So you're going to have to figure out to ride these. He says this had nothing to do, self-medicating. Pardon me?
I didn't catch what you said. What did you say? What did you ask me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, was he self-medicating or on medication? Like psychotropics?
Oh, no, he wasn't. No.
Okay. Was he self-medicating in some way?
No. He white knuckling as far as I know.
White knuckling. Gotcha. I just need you to know he comes through. He says, I love you. He tells me this was a trauma. He tells me that he's walking with you no matter what mood you're in, no matter where you are. He says signs are hard to come by. because he just doesn't want to hurt you, but he's there. I think music is powerful. Was there music between the two of you, or music that he loved and you just won't listen to it? Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this so all the audience listening knows as well. If you don't play his favorite music, he can't listen to his favorite music. If you listen to it, he can listen to it with you. If it hurts, great. Let it hurt. That means he's around, you're listening to it, and it means some of that pain inside of you is getting released. You're always going to be hurt. You're always going to be grieving. This doesn't go away, but it doesn't have to be so heavy. It can be a song, and maybe you hear the song or you play it 5, 6, 7 times, and by the 8th time, you're dancing with him and saying, thank you for putting it on. And the first time, maybe you do it alone and scream, but don't you not play his music that you both loved just because of that. I love the Beatles. When I'm dead, my kids better play the Beatles.
that sounds great, the whole music thing. He definitely had his own taste in music, different from mine.
Yep. Yeah. But again, if you don't play it, saying? You can't. Go ahead. Sorry.
I think I didn't understand completely the... Did you mention electricity waves?
Yes. So when he comes through to you, it seems as if it's electricity. So it comes through in waves. And that would affect you. So those could be his signs. If he's blinking lights while you're thinking about him.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I've got to be more aware of that. I'm always just looking for external signs.
Okay. Like the wildlife. I call it wildlife. Anything living, walking by, things like that. No, look for rainbow sparkles on the walls from sun catchers. Look for a random song to come on the radio that, you know, or my favorite is when I hear the Hawaiian version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow comes on in the grocery store, because that's actually a song for my loved ones. And if I'm in a mood, I'm crying in the grocery store because that song is on. So I would say, you know, go for it. Let something like that happen. And somebody looks at you and you're crying, be like, listen, I lost my son. That's his song. It's a good thing. You know, you're good tears. Good tears.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be definitely. That would
right?
be good.
And then, of course, he'll be standing there in the grocery aisle with you, laughing at you. Going, all right, Mom, put the song on. Let's not make a spectacle here. Where is there a letter B? Yeah. Is it like a Brian or Ryan? I'm sorry to interrupt. Is there a B sound somewhere? Or
a B?
Yeah, that's how it feels.
No.
Okay.
No.
Then I'll be wrong. There was just, I thought I heard Brian. That's what I thought I heard. But I that's okay. I'm sorry. I don't want to end on something wrong, but he could have been trying to say hi to somebody or bringing something through. I just didn't want to not say it.
Okay.
All right. Listen, Pam, you have a spectacular day, and you go find CDs and you put them on quietly. You don't have to play them as loud as he did. He'll thank you.
Okay, well,
trust
thank
me.
You.
You'll get a sign. You'll know. You'll know.
I'm looking for him all the time. Thanks.
Good. You're welcome. You have a good day.
Thank you for calling, Pam.
You too.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so next.
Yeah. Really? Just throw me to the wolves here.
Yep. Deep breath and on to the next, my friend. It's okay. I'll jump in if you need me. I promise.
Gotta take a breath. It's like, oh my gosh, she lost her son. He was just with me.
I know.
What an amazing kid in spirit. You know, your mom misses you. You love her so much. It's like that and that endless love, that energy that comes through to, I tell people sometimes like this, I just get quirky when I move from one person to another. That's all.
It happens. Listen, we all need to release that energy one way or another. So quirky works for me. Okay, so next up we have Shirley from New York. Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'll take it. I'm a little jet lagged, but I'm good. Okay, so Shirley, did you have a question for me or Rebecca, or did you want a connection with spirit?
I would love to have a connection to spirit, please.
Awesome. Okay, I'll turn you over to Rebecca.
Okay, I'm here. What was your first name again?
Shirley.
Shirley. Hello, Shirley. How are you tonight?
Good, good. How are you, Rebecca?
Good. I feel a very, what I would consider to be, sorry, I muted myself accidentally.
It's okay.
I was set, all I said was female energy. I'm feeling a Shirley, do you have a mom crossed?
Yes.
Okay. And is your dad crossed also?
No.
Okay. Your mom is definitely standing with somebody, with a male. I'm not sure who that is, but I have your mom coming through. She keeps me in kind of like, would it be okay for me to say that this might be something that your mom wouldn't necessarily have connected with when she was here, but she does now, and that's okay.
That's okay.
Meaning the mediumship.
I don't know.
Okay. Hold on. I want to make sure I'm with the right person for you because I definitely feel mom energy. So hold on. Did she have a cancer, Shirley?
That's not what she passed on, but yes, she at one point, but that was taken
So
care of.
something that she had survived. Okay.
Yes.
Would the name like a Marie or a Mary connect somewhere for you?
No.
Okay. Could I be bringing in either a grandmother or maybe a mother-in-law?
I do have a mother-in-law that passed as well.
She pass of cancer?
I believe she did.
Okay. And is
Of
your
some sort.
That it's okay. Still married? Are you still married?
Am I still married?
Yes.
No. Well,
Okay.
I think the
Is
male
did you
figure.
lose your did you lose your husband also?
Yes.
Okay. I have your husband and his mom. As much as I would love this to be your mom, I can't. I just
That's
can't.
okay.
And that would be the male figure. So I think that what I was hearing was this is her mom-in-law. This is her mom-in-law. I'm like, okay, I get it. I'm not sure where the M sound comes in, like the name Mary, Marie, Maggie, Margaret, something like that, but I hear the letter M. And your husband's just giggling in the background because he's like, yeah, her mother's not going to do this. I'm going to make her mother do this. So he comes through in a very flamboyant way for me just to say I love you. He also thinks that I don't know, they have some sort of an opinion about this. How can he connect to that? Thank you. Do you understand? I said a lot of things. I'm sorry. I'm going to pause for a minute so you can answer. The last thing I want to say, though, is there's a letter J connected, and he talks about a boy. Do you understand that gathering of
A
things?
J that
Yes.
passed, a J that.
It may not be a J that passed. I feel like I'm going, it could go either way, either here or there. Is it like Joe or John? Male.
I
Maybe the J
mean, I
wasn't.
know a Joe, but it has no connection, I don't think.
Yeah, let's not stretch out anywhere. We can stay on topic. Is your son a junior? Is this why he brings it up?
No, not in
Okay.
his name,
Hang on.
no.
That's a junior. My own Joe, who is our host over here. Are you listening to me?
So, Rebecca, I have two things to say
Yeah.
to you. Number one,
Okay. Am I reading you?
no, you're not reading me, but I think So I was about to chime in, and then you started to say my name, so I think it might have just been Spirit possibly directing you to start talking to me. The other thing I wanted to tell you was our next caller has an MAR name, so you might be picking up on their energy as well.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, but I didn't want to cut you off.
Shirley!
But Shirley, I was picking up something for you, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Are you still? Okay. So I definitely have your husband. I got to ask you, your husband keeps showing me you like taking care of everything. Like I don't know if you are the one who does everything like for your family, your extended family. Like I just keep seeing, it's so funny, but he keeps showing me you surrounded by like paperwork, but he's almost giving it to me like, yeah. I don't know if you're the responsible one for everybody or anytime something happens in the family, like everybody calls you and it's like his sister's husband's mother or something. And it's like, oh, well, let's call Shirley and like ask her. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
somewhat,
he's also,
father-in-law, yeah.
He's also shown me a lot of paperwork. Like, I feel like I'm supposed to take that literally as well. So, has your husband passed within the last 5 years? Like, recent?
Yes.
Because he gave me recent, and
within the last
the way he showed it to me was almost like when someone passes and we think we have like all the paperwork settled and everything, and then you find something like that you didn't know about, or nothing. Nothing horrible, like, oh my God, like a second family or anything like that. But I don't know, maybe there was like an insurance policy he didn't know he had. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, like I didn't even know about that. Like, did that happen yet?
No.
Please just, so all the paperwork and all that stuff is done with your husband, right? Like the stuff you have to do after someone passes, like all the legal things and all that.
Right. I had to take care of all that.
Right.
I almost feel like he might have left her a gift.
That's what it feels really like.
You were looking around, and all of a sudden, here's this gift that he left, and you didn't know it.
Yeah, that's how he's giving it to me. Almost like it's like a like an old investment from like a job back in the, I don't know, the '80s or something, and you didn't realize he had it, and I don't know, the bonds matured, and now there's like $40,000 there or something, and you're like, oh my God, he never told me about this, I didn't know. So if you come across anything, or if you wanted to just go through everything again, I kind of feel like everything like. That you have in your house is already taken care of. So this might be something that just kind of like crops up. But when it does, it's so funny because your husband keeps saying something about like, tell her not, like it's not a bad thing. Like, I don't know if your first instinct is going to be like, oh my God, what I know, I know about this. Is this something like, is this going to be bad or am I?
No, it's never bad.
Yeah. It's like, it feels like a gift. That's mm-hmm. how I keep getting it. So if anything mm-hmm. like that comes up, please pursue it. Because it feels like it's something that comes around a little bit after he passed, where you're like, oh my God, I had no idea. Your mm-hmm. husband also, this is so funny, but I know we're kind of coming to the end here, but your husband keeps saying he like watches TV with you, or he's with you in the TV room or something. I don't know. Do you have like something mm-hmm. of his in the room where your television is? I know it sounds so weird, but like, I feel like he's like mm-hmm. actually there mm-hmm. with you. Like, I don't know if it's like ashes or if you kept like a pillow that he used to use in his spot on the couch and you're sitting there mm-hmm. with the pillow. Like, do you understand what he's talking about?
Yep.
Oh, you do? Okay. Because I almost feel like it's like a physical mm-hmm. representation. And he's like, I'm there with you while you do that.
He has a picture. I have his picture hung very prominently. And I created a little like shrine.
Oh, and that's like in like the den or the living room or wherever, like wherever you like sit and watch TV,
mm-hmm,
basically.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So mm-hmm. please just know when you're in there
like
doing that.
Room.
Oh, perfect. So please just know that.
So is he always here?
He told me he's with your family all the time. The second you said that, he said it's not just you. It's like everybody that he's with. And he showed me 2/3 with kids. So do you have at least 2 children of your own, the two of you?
3.
Oh, you do have 3. So it's like 2 girls and a boy, 2 boys and a girl, something like that. Because he should be 2/3.
2 girls and a boy.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you just had to separate for me. Hold on a second. Did you ever? So I feel your husband being like a very nice guy. I got to be honest. But were you like the more serious one? And he was sort of like, I don't know, like the one, I don't know if he was like a little bit like more the clown or like the Joker. Or, is that his?
Aloof? Yes.
Like, you know, what's so funny? Because did you ever see Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yes.
He keeps showing me Sally Field and Robin Williams in that movie. Like how she was always the responsible, serious one, taking care of everything. And this is like this like jokester, like very different in that way. Do you understand that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. It's not a bad thing. he's just bringing it up, though, just to kind of talk about his personality. Like, this is still who he is. Like, he's still fun. He's still funny. Just because he passed that did not change.
Is he okay?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. I promise you. He's totally fine on the other side. He comes through very, very strong, your husband. There's one other thing, and then I do have to let you go to get to the next caller. I'm so sorry. I know these fast readings are so fast. He said something about you not being pressured to move or to relocate. Like, if you want to, it'll happen when you want to. Like, I don't know if people are telling you you should, or if your kids want you to or something, but he keeps saying don't, like, succumb to the pressure about moving. You don't have to. So you don't want to move right now?
No.
Okay, because he keeps saying you don't have to. Like, if anyone's pressuring you to do this, you do it when you want to, not when children or anyone else, like, want you to. Like, you do not have to listen to anybody else in this situation, okay?
Okay. He'll be here to help me, I hope, to make it happen.
Always. Always, always, always. I promise you, he will be there. And pay attention to dreams, too, because it did show me, like, nighttime visits. So for me, that's, like, dreaming before you're falling asleep. Pay attention to that stuff. As well. Okay, Shirley, we do have to let you go. I know these quick readings
Thank
are not
you so
never
much.
Enough.
I appreciate both of you.
You're so welcome. Thank you. You take care.
Thank
okay?
you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Of course.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So next up, Rebecca, we have Mary from Georgia. Hi, Mary.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I have a mild case of COVID, but so I'm kind of hoping the reading will be good, because she said that when she sick, the reading was good. So
maybe it'll be extra good. Oh, well, I'm sorry you're sick.
Yeah.
So maybe. Mary, I don't know if you were listening to the last reading, but I think someone from your family might have been coming through. So I usually offer you the
right.
option to have a question or a reading, but I think we're just going to jump into the reading if that's okay.
That's fine. That's good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, Rebecca, do you want to pick up where you left
no
off?
Problem. Well, I find it interesting because when Shirley was on the phone, and I loved the way she was very honest, because by being as honest as she is, it made it very clear that it would be not for her, but for you, Mary, because
right.
some people, when they want readings on the phone, they will... they'll say yes to things that are no's, but Shirley was very good to be yes and no. She followed the rules perfect like that for us. And I had a feeling that it wasn't her mom once we got in. So Joe, thank you so much. So once I realized it was her husband and his mom, I instantly saw Mary next. Mary.
Okay.
Is your mom crossed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is your dad also crossed?
Yes.
Thank you. They were talking to you through me, trying to get in
okay.
as soon as the call before you had picked up. That's what we're saying.
Okay.
So, and that can happen if you were waiting and I'm ready and something's there. It just means that your mom is what I would call an extremely powerful, maybe pushy lady. Get it?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. She wants you to know she is those cardinals. Do you understand?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, yeah. Says I'm sitting out here waiting. Okay, I won't say anymore.
No, please don't say anymore. But she is literally telling me that if you don't get this cardinal connection while we're on the phone here, or if you didn't get it yesterday or this morning or tomorrow, it's every day. It's all the time, she says. So
yes,
it's music
it
even.
Yes.
She'll say it's cardinals singing. So I'm going to say there must be a nest or something nearby because they're so prominent. She wants
yes,
you to know
is.
That she makes me giggle. She goes, will you please tell Mary I am not a bird? And I said, okay, I will. just
okay.
so you know, your mom is telling me that when she
All
sits
right.
with you and she's talking about sitting on a specific bench. Now, I will preempt with, this does not look like a comfortable bench. So don't be upset
okay.
that I said that. I'm sorry. But she talks about sitting with you on an uncomfortable bench.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Do you need a pillow or something
I
out
guess
there?
So. yeah, I don't. I have a chair that is uncomfortable. And I sit in it, and I don't know why sometimes. So,
and she is just laughing. To me, it's a chair that leaves dents on the bottom of your legs. I don't know, or you stick to it, yes, or something like that. Okay, so next time you go down, next time you're going to go, you're going to grab a towel, one of those towels from the bathroom that you never use, and you're going to bring it down, and you're going to throw it down on the seat. That's what you're going to do, she said. She's got an answer for everything, you know.
Oh, yes, she does.
Oh, yeah, she knows everything. She knows everything that's going on. Where's the J sound?
The what? I'm sorry, the J?
J.
Did you say J or J?
JK. So the J before the J-K. K. Yeah. J.
Yeah.
Is it like Joe?
Okay. Yes.
Who's Joe?
Joe was my dad's brother.
Okay. So an uncle,
he
Joe.
Was my uncle. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, for whatever reason, and when you go back to listen to this podcast, you know, when you guys go back and listen, you will hear that that was also what I was trying to give to Shirley. So that just backs that up again.
Oh, okay.
You have to understand, I have like, I have such an extreme amount of love coming from your mom to you.
Yeah,
he wants you to know that he is absolutely in control of heaven.
Okay, I'm sure she is.
She shows me the words Mayday, May, the month of May, May 1st. Do you know what that means? Does that have a connection for you?
There are three connections to that. Yeah,
wow, three. Okay, then I'm gonna thank her for saying that because our time is up. They're going to make me get off the phone with you here because of the show. Your mom was so happy to get in that she started pushing in early.
Good.
Please know that she walks with you, talks with you, dances and sings with you. And she loves that you handle grief so well. She says, take care of your family and share the love, girl.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary.
Mary, wait, before you go, I have one. I know I'm supposed to stop because we're coming to the end of the show, but I have one. I have one little piece left, if that's okay. Mary, there's this man that I've been feeling on the other side since I heard your voice. I don't think it's your dad, though. He comes through in your generation. Do you have, like, a spouse on the other side or a brother? Or usually when I get someone in your generation, it'll be like that.
I have a brother, and I have a nephew that I was very close with.
Can I say, I think it's your brother. He was
close
brother.
To my age.
Okay. Oh, your nephew was close to your age.
Yeah.
Can I ask you?
Him and I were very close.
So I know Rebecca brought up your Uncle Joe, but is there another J name connected to your nephew?
Oh, yes. My sister. His name was Jean.
And that's his mom.
And no, my sister's name was Jean with a J, and his name is Jean with a G.
Your nephew's name is Gene. Okay, there we go. Please know that I have him coming through. He comes through like a brother, though, not like a nephew. Okay. I got to be honest. He comes through sort of closer to your age. He said to, you know, I correct me if I'm wrong. I don't feel like he took his own life, but he did say to apologize to you for him not being here anymore. Like, usually when someone apologizes for their passing, it's because they either didn't take care of themselves the way they were supposed to, or like he's kind of giving it to me out of his control, but still apologizing anyway. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And would you know who? This is such an unusual name. Maybe it's an animal. Is there like a Rusty or something somewhere? I don't know if that's like a nickname.
It was a dog.
Rusty.
I had a dog, Rusty. Yes.
That's passed, right? The dog.
Yes.
Okay, please just know, I know it's a funny thing for your cousin to bring up, but he's bringing up Rusty, that he's with the dog on the other side, Rusty.
Well, he had a dog that just recently died after he did, so.
Oh, okay, so that makes sense why he'd be with the animals. So please just know he's with the animals on the other side. Your, one other thing before I let you go, your cousin said something about playing games with you? I don't know. Did you guys play cards or something, or like board games? What is he talking about?
Oh, yes. We played a lot of games. Yeah, Pinochle probably.
Okay, because he keeps saying something about like playing, but even from the other side, I feel like he's still doing it. So I don't know if you play like Pinochle with other people, or honestly, he showed me a slot machine too. So I don't know if you like to gamble.
that would be his mother who's alive. She loves the slot machine.
Can I tell you?
That's the game.
That's it. Uh-huh. Playing games with you, but with his mom. You got to let her know when she's over there working her arm out on the slot machine. your nephew's with her. Very funny. He's bringing it up.
I will.
Did his birthday just pass in July? Was that his birthday?
No.
Who was the July birthday?
We have, I come from a large family, so.
You know what? It's okay if you don't understand it right now, but it's got to be around like the 17th, like right before, like. 17, 18, 19, maybe July the 20th, 17. like around there.
Okay.
It's okay if you don't understand it right now. Just keep it there. I know we're at the end. But okay. Mary, thank you so much for calling in.
We really do appreciate it.
And I hope this helped a little bit. Oh, you're welcome.
It does. Thank you so much. Thank
you. All
right,
you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You take care. All right,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, Rebecca, this hour goes so fast. We are out of time.
No. It does go so fast.
Yeah, I know, it's so crazy. But listen, I want to thank you.
You are
much.
Amazing.
Oh, stop.
You know that? You are just amazing.
Oh, just thank you. I love you too. I'm so glad you came on the show. Thank you.
It's fun for me to hear you speak to spirit like that when, you know, like even if it's not what I was hearing, but it's the same vibration, it's the same sound, same language I'm listening to, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And it's,
yeah.
I love it. It feels so good. You rock.
Oh, stop. You rock. That's why I like to have you on. I wish I could. No, I don't mean this as any disrespect to anyone, but I'd love to have you on every week. But that's because we're also friends outside of the radio show, too. So it's a whole other,
that's true.
Whole other thing. But anyway, well, thank you, Rebecca, so much for joining us this evening. And if you, any of our listeners want to know more about your work or they want to book a reading, is your website the best place to reach you?
Absolutely. Or Facebook. I'm kind of old school. They can put my full name in and I'm on Facebook.
Got it. So it would be Rebecca Ann LaCicero on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Or Rebecca Ann with an E, ANNE.org. Okay.
Yes.
I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me at my website at joeperetta.com. That's P-E-R-R-E-T-A, joeperetta.com. Or you can look me up on Instagram at Joe Peretta. It's kind of more of a personal account, but I do post spiritual stuff on there as well. And when I'm going to be at events and yada, yada, yada. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.